This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to Tossed Popcorn Mini Pops, where two idiots who don't know anything about movies talk to a special guest about how they feel about movies. I'm Liana Holston.
And I'm Sienna Jekyll. And today we are joined by Kristen Bartlett, head writer at Full Frontal with Samantha Bee.
Woo!
Say hi, Kristen.
Hi, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so great.
We're so excited that you're here. Thank you so much.
I also know nothing about movies, so I'm excited to help.
Okay, fantastic. Are you like a movie watcher? Will you watch a film?
Yeah, well, I just wrote my first feature. So in that, I know, But in that, but in that process, I think I watched a lot more than I typically do. I'm much more of a TV watcher. I'm happy to sit. You know, in fact, movies can feel too long for me, and I'm still happy to watch like 10 hours of like WeWork, you know, like I'm happy to do that. But a movie like 2.5 hours feels like such an imposition. So that's where I lie on that. But I'm trying.
Feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were kind of watching movies to study up.
Yeah, I was. And just trying to sort of capture what I like about movies and story and just feeling the movie vibes. So very recently
Absolutely.
I was like, yeah, it's a big deal. And I haven't been to a theater either since like the pandemic started. So like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to come off anti-mask, but and I'm not.
Bring
this
it.
Is the problem. I'm pro-mask.
Whoa, this is news to me.
This is good. Feel it.
Sienna has a pattern where she will say a very ominous introduction to whatever it is she's about to say next, and it's usually fine, whatever the thing is. But we are all terrified.
Well, I don't want to come in being like, "Oh, wearing masks in the theater. It's just so it gets so sweaty, whatever." But because I'm so pro-mask,
yes,
I of course I'm going to wear it in the theater.
Yeah,
and I would rather just be at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're so pro mask that you've become almost anti mask.
I just don't want to have any anti.
Yeah, I mean,
propaganda.
Masks do suck, but we wear them. We can say that. We can say that we're sweaty underneath. Like I have an entire like sheen of like upper lip sweat at all times.
Oh. Yeah,
but like
we had like a nemesis online, they would be clipping this interview.
It's okay. Like we do things
absolutely
that
sampling out of context.
That's life.
Yeah.
Yes, but I feel
Thank
the same
you
way.
So much for saving me there.
And I also think we're at a moment where like movies that were streaming immediately are not happening now. Like I want to see Everything Everywhere All at Once so badly. And when I found out that it's not streaming, I was like, oh, What a huge thing. Yeah, I don't know. I'll get there.
Yeah. I'm never going to see that movie. So when writing for late night, do you ever feel like it, like any movie stuff comes up that you feel lost about, or does it not come up as much?
Well, it does a little bit.
We need to know for our careers.
Sure.
We don't need to know about movies.
This is actually an informational interview for us.
I'm far more comfortable movies. Doing that. Yeah, like that's great. So I can absolutely tell you one thing. I have seen them because I have had to, but I haven't seen most of the most important Star Wars. Yeah, like the first three, I haven't seen those.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The ones that matter. But I have seen like recent ones that it was like, oh, it's like everybody's going and I'm going to go too. So it was like a social thing. But I don't, I feel like you absorb like a framework for these movies, even if you haven't seen them. Like you kind of know what happens, even if you aren't. If you haven't lived there. And I do think in late night, especially like Star Wars comes up. As a head writer, suddenly you have the power to block Star Wars. And so that's the thing that I do. Like, I think we might have the only late night show where I say and other people say, like, now we don't really want to make a joke about Star Wars again. Someone brings up Krang all the time. I don't know what Krang is still. Like... I just say no. Like, these are things that I think happen on Colbert that do not happen on my show because I just don't know it and I don't have the time. So, no.
Oh, my God.
We're getting emotional
and
over
that's
here.
Feminism. That
was beautiful.
That is feminism.
That is feminism.
Is being able to stop people from talking
saying
about
saying no to
Krang.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is it Krang? Is that C-R-A-N-G?
K-R-A-N-G. And then there's another one.
I'm
that
so
I,
sorry that you know that.
There's so another one that I'll see jokes about. Oh, you know what? I can't possibly tell you what it is, but it is. There's like some sort of like body force, like some sort of like a weird like monster that pops up. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And the other head writer is Mike Drucker. And he will be like, oh, that's that. We don't have to deal with it. And we just ignore it. We just let it go. So our show is we heavily represent like Devil Wears Prada jokes. And very lightly touch on Star Wars. So that's late night.
This is the future about which we dream. I mean, this is really what we want.
You know,
it's
as
like
things
that,
change.
What's that meme that's like the future that Democrats want? It's like fear-mongering. But for us, like the future that these two women who have a podcast want about movies is just being able to say, actually, no.
You don't have to know everything. It's fine. You don't have to know everything. And all of these jokes have already been made. So let's move on.
Yeah. Okay, so... You have not seen many a Star War.
No, I haven't. The most recent.
And that's fine.
That is correct, and that is good.
Our podcast, of course, is we are going down the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time.
That movie
was on the list. Where do you feel you fall when it comes to classic movies? Have you seen, you said you haven't seen a lot of the major ones.
I mean, like, I guess it just depends. Like, I know what I like. Like, I love... Nora Ephron movies, like I go back to that well all the time, especially during the pandemic. I have just wanted comfort. And so that has been the place that I keep going. You know what? These days, I don't want to be challenged. Like, I just look at them. You know, in a couple of years, I'll be challenged again and it'll be fine. But there's this, I feel right now that I just want to like... See, something that makes me feel good. I love comedies. I'm not a real sci-fi gal. You know, and I'm only just now feeling like okay with like a little bit of sadness, which is very funny too. Like, I just rewatched in this course of rewatching movies and getting into the movie vibe. I rewatched Eternal Sunshine, which is a movie I really love. And that's a movie I wouldn't have watched for the past couple of years. And I was like, I watched it and I enjoyed it. So I'm finally in a place where I can do a little sadness, but by and large, comfort all the way.
Yeah. Right, right.
What about y'all? How do you feel?
I recently got back into reading, which is,
huge.
Thank you, it's a brag
huge.
On the pod. Brag on Mike.
Okay.
And I've read two books
congrats.
So far this year. Pretty huge.
That
and
is huge.
I've learned that my, like, because I'll comfort watch TV shows and just rewatch the same show over and over again. And I'm learning that I do that with book genres as well, where the only genre of book I will currently read is, like, British murder mystery about woman on train.
Yeah.
That's all I can handle.
I think that's okay. I think in this moment we're giving ourselves permission to like what we like And
yeah,
you know, I was a big reader pre-pandemic as well. And I would try to read the things that everyone was talking about and to try to stay up to date. Mm. And then as soon as the pandemic started, all I wanted was porn. So I will read like whatever used to be fan fiction that was like republished as like something else. Like, I don't know if you're familiar mm-hmm. with the After series. Are you familiar with After?
No.
Well, After, which became two movies. So that's topical to this podcast. it's absolutely awful in every way. It's not good. It's not good even porn, but it is something that feels okay and good. And it started as fan fiction for Harry Styles written on Wattpad.
Yes.
And now it's a successful series and two films. So there you go. That's where I am.
That's so beautiful.
That's a story. That so yeah, it's a beautiful story.
I was never much of I understood comfort watching, but I didn't rewatch a lot of stuff. I also am more into television, but yeah. I was not a big rewatcher until the pandemic.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the first where I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just watch Sex and the City all the way through two times in a row.
Yeah. It's nice.
I have no regrets about that.
Okay. All right. So classic movies, like we're going these like Real the classic. Ones from the 40s and the 50s.
I love Bringing Up Baby. Like, yeah, I love like old comedies, and I love a farce. But like in terms of the most important movies that you have to watch, like, I watched Citizen Kane during the pandemic for the first time. And I'm sorry.
Okay. Why? Did you do this?
It felt like homework. And I thought it was fine, which I think, and I did tweet that at the time, like Citizen Kane is fine. And if it were out today and that was like the only movie or what, or like that was like, that was like the hit movie of the week or whatever. I think people would think it's fine. This is fine.
This is our only entertainment as humankind.
That's such a funny review. Like, well, if nothing else existed, I think people would be like, yeah, okay.
We'd maybe continue as a species.
My feeling is that it was successful because it was one of the only things that you could do. I think it was successful because there was no streaming.
I feel like so many movies from the past, everyone was like, well, we don't have other plans for the next 4 hours. Like, we
may as
well.
You can go see it.
You cannot forget that movie theaters had air conditioning and a lot of places did not. That is so significant to the
You spend
American.
Your dime. It's like a whole thing. It was, but now we can like do so many things. We can go rock climbing. We can play laser tag. Like, you know, we can do a lot. We can grow something. I guess they were growing.
Yes.
But not for pleasure. So that's
the
my take.
The 20th century was starved for vegetation.
Yeah, so that's why I think that Citizen Kane was good. That's my belief, and it is what it is. Like, I think that's a very noble pursuit to, like, watch the AFI movies. Like, I maybe will do that, but yeah, like...
It doesn't feel noble.
Oh, no,
it
we
doesn't
are
feel
suffering
noble
every
what's
week.
Happening to you.
It is, I was supposed to watch one this morning, and I instead slept.
Yeah, well, good.
Like, this is not going to be better.
Okay. Well, good. Not so good for our podcast, Kristen, actually.
Are you going to watch? No, I'm going to watch. I will. I know. But kidding. I do think, famously, you can, like, track on a graph how classic films were doing, and then the advent of laser tag, and it really tanked.
Classic people cinema. Have options. Like, come on. Come on, you have too much.
When laser tag came about during the Second World War,
people had
a botched, extremely fun military exercise. They said, "Hang on."
So there we go.
This is great.
That's history.
Okay. They said, "Boys, come back in.
We're gonna have something called
Get
fun."
Off the field.
We have an important question, Kristen,
about movies. Believe it or not.
Yes. So. Has there been a time in your life when you have seen a movie, everybody loved it?
Yeah.
So this was a movie about which you did not understand the hype. It wasn't for you.
I mean, it happens all the time. It happens all the time because I feel like movies are work. Idiocracy is that movie for me. And it continues to be that movie for me. And there are two. I sent you and I emailed you the two movies that kind of just get on my fucking nerves. And they both are the same thematically. And it's Idiocracy and WALL-E. Those are the two.
Oh, my God.
So is that something that you...
I really need to hear. Yeah, I never saw Idiocracy. Yana, did you see it?
No.
Sorry.
Who did this? Whose film was that?
I remember it's it being Mike the Judge. Hype, though. I do.
Yeah, it's huge. There's huge. I mean, like, listen, both of these are like capital S satire movies. Have you seen them? Have you seen them both? Or
I've seen WALL-E.
You've seen WALL-E. I think if you've seen WALL-E, then you've seen any others.
One thing about us at Toss Popcorn is we've seen WALL-E. That is our promise to our listeners.
So, like, I can get why people do appreciate it. But, like, Idiocracy is a Mike Judge film, I think, from, the mid-aughts, or maybe, 2006-ish, whatever, around there. Mm-hmm. And it takes place in a world in the future where Luke Wilson goes into, a change.
Oh, say no more.
Luke Wilson of, 2005 or whenever, he participates, and listen, I've seen it one time, so forgive me. I did read the Wikipedia page, and that was enough. I was like, oh god. But he goes and he chooses an experiment where he goes into a chamber where he is frozen, or in some ways preserved, in some other way preserved, and he comes out hundreds of years into the future. And in this new world, we live in a trash land, and the only people who have procreated are our worst. So we live in an idiocracy. We live in a world of idiots. Yes. And so my thing with, I maybe saw it and was okay, and you move on with your life. But when I started to hate it was many years later, because I think during the Trump administration, it became a refrain of we are living in an idiocracy. Yeah. And I think that get over it. Shut up. I don't want to hear the same person. If you search Twitter for we're living in an idiocracy, you will see this so much, so frequently. And that to me was worse than the movie. And that has colored my experience, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's where we got.
That totally makes sense.
People gaining insights from that of we're the idiocracy.
Right. Yeah. Whoa. First of all, that movie is pretty elitist. There is probably some truth to but there isn't. We're not living in an idiocracy. We live in a very broken world. But just because someone comes from a different place or has a different point of view doesn't mean that their kids are inferior or that their lifestyle is inferior. I think it's eugenics, essentially. Right. That's kind of the thing that they're celebrating in that movie or saying.
Right.
Or encouraging. Then WALL-E is for similar reasons. Yes.
Right, of course.
Yes.
The eugenics and
eugenicist
WALL-E.
Robot, yeah.
WALL-E.
Wait. Oh my gosh.
So I watched WALL-E when it came out, first of all, being a fat person, it's not a treat to see all of these fat people being treated as lazy. Look at these people who have no bones. riding around in a cart. And to me, first of all, it's a shitty thing, I think, to tell kids. This is the future. This is the future of overconsumption. You'll be fat and you'll ride in a cart.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I feel as a fat kid, I feel we had enough enough messaging already that fat people were bad and lazy that we didn't need a whole Pixar movie to say it.
What the hell, Pixar?
That is the other half of the message of WALL-E.
Yeah.
It's environmentalism, but then also extreme fat phobia.
And let's make that phobia cute.
Ooh. Aww. It's okay because we found a plant. Don't worry.
The robot.
Yeah, I mean, there were two things happening there, and there was one that I just there was clearly one that I focused on, and it wasn't the robot. I could give a shit about the waste eating robot. It was more oh, that sucks. That's mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how I feel.
Garbage.
he sort of compressed garbage into a little box and then made piles.
Yeah, that was his job.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Also, it was, I always thought it was a little bit weird in WALL-E that they, like, made a robot hot. I don't know.
Well, I always feel that way.
An orb, but she was hot, you know?
Well, I feel that way. Oh, gosh, I'm not going to remember the name of it now. But, like, also, like, the Wes Anderson dog movie. What is it called?
Oh, Isle of Dogs.
Thank you. Isle of Dogs. They also made a dog hot. Right? Isn't
it's reckless. It's irresponsible. I don't think it should be allowed.
This is irresponsible. Like, the boy dogs are never hot. The boy robots are never hot. It's only the girl robots and dogs.
WALL-E should have been hot. He should have been
swinging. We should have seen the outline of his penis, like of his robot penis. Give us something.
We should have tossed WALL-E in some gray sweatpants. I mean, come on. What were we doing?
Give him a boner. I don't know.
We should have. A little horned up robot.
Anyway, I also feel like these opinions are very offensive because I know that, like, these movies are beloved. But to me, they are preachy and I just don't care.
Yeah.
So there. I also think, like, that's not why I go to see a movie. I go to see a movie to be entertained, to hear a great story, to see very exciting, interesting characters, and that say something about who we are as humans. And I think there's nothing, I mean, I think movies should have themes if that's, like, I think that we should lend it, like, there's no reason that they can't tell the story in a way that feels like they're telling a story as opposed to preaching to you a lesson. And both of these movies feel very preachy to me.
That's a great point. I just want to touch on one other thing that you hit on, which I feel like we have found in a number of the movies that we'll watch, where sometimes they'll send a message and we'll just feel like, no, we know.
We know that.
Yeah.
Have you not thought about that before? Yeah. Because a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's like whenever a movie's like, oh my God, I think being a woman might be hard.
Like,
yeah.
No,
I know.
Yeah, we got
it. We're getting beat up. I know.
Well, we also, speaking of, I can't remember. I can't remember what segue I was going to use.
Speaking
of, whatever. Kristen, we have a very important question for you.
Yes.
As somebody we really look up to in the industry.
Yeah. Great.
As someone who's written a feature film. Kristen, fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
The Godfather, Citizen Kane, Casablanca.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is an interesting question. Oh, this is very weird. I would, well, this is complicated, right? I guess I would kill Citizen Kane. Because it's just fine.
Right. You're again, if it was the one film,
seen it.
It'd be, yeah, it'd be sure.
I would marry.
Now that we have laser tag.
I would marry. Kill it. I would marry Casablanca because at least there's like a love story.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like
yeah.
a romance. And then I would fuck The Godfather because it is very masculine film and that's what I'm into. Not Ooh. Like, not masculine films. I'm into a masculine energy.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. I'm into a yeah. horse head in, wait, that is The Godfather, I hope.
It that is correct.
Yeah, yep. thank yep. you. I have seen them. I watched all three. Are there Ooh, more than three?
We've seen two so far. I don't think, I hope not. Just for our sake.
They're always so coming.
What do you think, can you remember any like specifics, and I think we can all brainstorm here, on The Godfather, like, oh, that was a hot masculine moment from the film.
That's masculine. But in
I
a
absolutely
hot way.
Couldn't tell you. I fully couldn't. But I just know that I wouldn't want to
Sienna has one from the second movie.
Oh, what is it?
When Al Pacino, like, oh, tackles his oh. wife.
Yeah, there was one part where I've watched it several times. I said, go back, Al.
Yeah.
Play it again, Al. It's when they go to the window and Dan Keaton's like, wait, Al Pacino, why are the curtains open? And then they realize it's because someone's going to shoot guns into their house.
Oh my God.
So much of that. Really, I don't get how.
So for well, no, they're shooting reasons. Guns into our home.
Anyway, when they start to shoot guns into his window in his home, he throws himself on his wife to save her. They fall to the ground.
Yeah.
And I was a bit ashamed that it got me that it's like that, you know, he's saving her and whatever. But yeah. it was so hot. His hair gets messed up. And so it's all must. And he's in like his getting ready for bed shirt.
Yeah, it's primal.
his sleep clothes.
There's something to be ashamed of that's very primal. And I just simply do not think, and also this was process of elimination, because I just don't think there's anything fuckable about Citizen Kane. Like, I just don't think so. It's very whiny. And like,
yeah, nobody in that movie was hot.
Really long.
There was nothing hot about it.
There's no horny energy to be detected None. In that film.
None.
And he has a wife.
Yeah.
And an affair.
Several and still, wives. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the horniest that he got was for his sled. So, like, what are we going to do with that? I can't do anything. It was fine.
It's like a guy who's just too into snowboarding. You're like, I can't. What are we going to talk about? And we also wanted to ask, like, if you were to create your own top 100 films, like, what is one movie that you would put on that list?
Well, probably, there are a lot of them. I'll say a few. When Harry Met Sally, I love it so much. I think it's a perfect movie. And speaking of, like, that is a movie that centers around a theme. Like, can men and women be friends? But we get that theme in the form of, like, very rich characters and story and a lot of great comedy. And Carrie Fisher is so amazing in it. I love it. I love Almost Famous. I love that movie so much. And I liked it as a kid. Like, I liked it when I saw it. And you know what? I just have recently rewatched Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Get Him to the Greek.
And
speaking of like jokes per minute, like those movies, I mean, again, like it captures a moment where a lot of the things that they do and say cannot be repeated in this current moment, but like jokes per minute, like those are two really, really funny movies. Yeah. I love them. There are a lot of movies, though. I just really, really love comedies, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd watch your top 100.
Thank you.
Sign me up.
I don't know. What a very funny time to do this podcast, I think, because, like, yeah. I think 5 years ago, my brain would have been completely different, like, craving that challenge, craving the art. But right now, put me in a blanket.
Yeah, that's a great point. I do wonder, like, 2 years ago when we were better mentally, if we would be like, well, maybe this is okay.
Yeah.
And people didn't seek comfort so much either.
Yeah.
Because these movies are not comforting, man.
They're not. They're really not.
It's mostly just like hitting women. That's not nice. I don't need to see that.
There's a lot of hitting women. There's a lot of like a child with an addiction issue. Like, I feel like there was like one particular year, like there was one Oscar year where like basically every movie was a kid who was tragically addicted to something and maybe was about to die. I don't know. I can't with that.
Yeah. Every exec's pitch meeting was just, hear me out. There's a child tragically addicted. They're like, yes, yes.
To some substance. No, no.
I just always feel like so many movies are, yeah, like they, it's just like each era is a different version of what can white guys be doing differently on screen?
Yeah.
These 10 years, they're going to be addicted to something.
I loved.
We haven't seen one like that before.
I loved the era that was like, now it's every like middle-aged white actor's time to go have a bad time in space. It was like George Clooney did it. Brad Cooper did it.
Like
Brad Cooper. Brad Pitt.
Yeah. It does feel
before
like
diversity.
Bradley Cooper did do it. Maybe he did. I don't know if he did. Also, Matt Damon with the potatoes. He grew potatoes on Mars, right? Am I thinking right?
Is that yes. Right? Yeah. Yes. The Martian.
Potatoes on Mars movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Potatoes on Mars.
Potatoes on Mars.
And the winner
Matt
is
Matt Damon.
Potatoes for some reason, that was the movie that I enjoyed the most in that sort of space era because, like,
yes.
He was at least, like, doing, making something.
And there was dangling. Like a lot of humor in it, too.
Yeah.
Where I feel like a lot of the time it's just kind of everything's a bit blue tinted and
yes.
People are floating away.
Yeah. There was like a nice productivity to him that I appreciate.
Yeah.
He's trying to grow potatoes.
It's a man being competent, which is so hot.
Yeah. It's nice to watch someone
just, like,
be good at something.
Performed competence. And it is so hot. Yeah. Well, we've reached the end. Kristen, we end our normal episodes by saying thank you, we love you, bye. But on our miniature popcorns, we ask our guest to switch out the word bye for a word that they feel sums up the vibe of our little chat today. Take your time. And in the meantime, Kristen, is there anything you would like to plug?
Oh, Lord. The same old stuff.
The Lord.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. No, plugging Full Frontal with Samantha Bee on Thursdays at 10 p.m. TBS.
Woo.
For as long as TBS is a network, who is to say? And then you can check out my Twitter, that's Kristen Cheeks. For as long as I'm on Twitter, who is to say? Yeah, those are the things. Those are the things. We're just getting by. We're just getting by right now.
It's beautiful.
And the word that I would like, I think the word is tired.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. Yes. That's wonderful. I love that.
Great.
Yay. Okay, perfect. Sienna, do you want to take us out?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us on today's mini pop. Again, this has been Kristen Bartlett. Thank you so much for joining us, Kristen.
Thank you.
It's been such a blast.
Thank you so much.
And now,
thank you.
We love you.
Tired.
Yay.
You can find us on Instagram as @SiennaJekyll and @LianaHolston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.